Seventh Person Arrested Over Alleged Involvement in Cincinnati Brawl. By Elizabeth Weibel on August 12, 2025. A seventh person was arrested over their alleged involvement in a brawl that erupted on the streets of Cincinnati in late July, which resulted in six people being injured, according to several reports. According to records from the Hamilton County Jail, Gregory Wright, 32, was charged with alleged aggravated riot and aggravated robbery, Fox News reported. Wright, who was booked into jail on Monday, was reported to be making a court appearance on Tuesday morning. Per the outlet, Wright is the seventh arrest to stem from the violent assault that occurred on July 26. According to police, Wright allegedly by force ripped a necklace off of a victim as they were being assaulted by four or more co-defendants attempting to cause serious physical harm. Police allege Wright did by force rip the necklace off the victim while he was being assaulted by four or more co-defendants attempting to cause serious physical harm, according to a criminal complaint obtained by Fox 19. Wright allegedly snatched the victim's necklace during the beating before proceeding to film the rest of the events, the outlet reported. Court records allegedly show that Wright is a convicted heroin trafficker who has been in and out of state prison and Hamilton County's jail with several arrests most of his adult life, according to Fox 19. The arrest of Wright comes as six others, Aisha Devon, 26, Dominique Kittle, 37, Jermaine Matthews, 39, Montanez Merriweather, 34, Patrick Rosemond, 38, and Akira Vernon, 23, were indicted last week on multiple counts of aggravated riot and felonious assault, according to the outlet. Breitbart News previously reported in late July that police were investigating the incident that happened on Elm and 4th Streets involving numerous people. Police are investigating the incident that happened on Elm and 4th Streets involving numerous people, Fox 19 reported on Saturday. A witness said one man at the scene appeared to be intoxicated and walked away from the group. However, he returned about 15 minutes later with other people who were allegedly overheard making racial comments, the outlet said. One clip shows two men fighting as others gathered around are shouting. A man in a white shirt ends up on the pavement in the middle of the street as others swarm him and start kicking him. Several bystanders are seen holding up their phones as they record the brawl. Moments later, a man wearing a white t-shirt punches a woman wearing a floral-printed dress. She falls on the ground and as the camera closes in on her face, she appears to be unconscious. Another woman rushes over to her and picks her head up off the ground as blood drips from her mouth. The woman in the floral dress then begins moving her legs as others at the scene help her sit up. In the aftermath of the incident, Cincinnati Police Chief Teresa Veach was reported to be facing mounting criticism over how the police department handled the violent attack, and Veach was being accused of workplace discrimination. When video footage of the incident spread online, showing several people beating a man and a woman being knocked unconscious, officials denounced the violent behavior, according to Breitbart News. Breitbart News reported that one of the victims, Holly, who attempted to defuse the situation and was punched in the face, expressed that she was thankful for all of the love and support in the aftermath of the incident. "I just want to say thank you so much to everyone for all of the love and support," Holly said in a video message. "It is very humbling that you have sent your prayers, your blessings. It's definitely what's keeping me going. You have just brought back faith in humanity, so God bless you all and thank you."